my children. Today, I'm going to tell you a story about a little robin. When I was a little girl, my mama used to tell me a lot of stories. And while eating breakfast, she used to tell me stories. That was our special time. Mama made very tasty porridge for breakfast every day. That made me very healthy. So today's story is about little Robin. Early morning sunbeams shone through the pine trees. The snow from the mountain tops had started to melt, bringing down fresh, cool air. There was a sweet smell of pine cones, wet from the morning dew. The flowers were in full bloom on the apple trees. Later in autumn, they will be juicy ripe apples. And amongst these apple trees was a small snug cottage. In this cottage, little Kitty snuggled into the basket, which was filled with soft, warm wool. The basket lay on the wooden floor of the cottage under the fireplace. This is where she nested herself every day. Next to the fireplace, there was this rocking chair where Grandmama sat knitting and humming. She would look at little Kitty, smile at her, and rub her little forehead. Occasionally, she would carry her in her lap, stroking her back, which little Kitty loved. It was the best place to be. The morning was beginning here. The aroma of hot boiling porridge was welcoming. On the windowsill, a tiny robin hopped, hoping to be fed. The little robin had flown down to the cottage from his warm nest. The nest was on top of the tall pine tree, which stood just behind the cottage. The little robin had heard a load of stories from his mama about the beautiful creations, big and small. His mama was away in search of food. She would be back soon. But the aroma from the cottage was so inviting that he couldn't stop himself. It was his first flight. Were his wings strong enough? He wondered. He gathered himself and took off. He settled on the windowsill. As he hopped and looked inside, he could see a big pot of boiling porridge. Grandmama had filled a big bowl of porridge for herself and a small bowl for little Kitty. She was just settling down in her rocking chair. Little Robin could see a bit of porridge spilt on the kitchen platform, and he hopped himself towards it. He stopped. Kitty was ready to reach him. Little Robin looked at Grandmama. She had a sweet smile on her face, and she gave out a soft laugh. Little Robin slowly hopped back to the windowsill. Grandmama picked up little Kitty. Stroking her back, she said, "It's okay, little Kitty. Little Robin is our friend. We shall share some of our porridge with him." Grandmama scooped some porridge out into a small bowl and left it on the windowsill, settling back to her knitting. She still had that sweet smile on her face. Little Robin enjoyed his porridge. He suddenly saw his mama coming in search of him. "Where have you been? I was worried," said Mama. Little Robin was excited about his first flight and what had happened at the cottage. The sun had set behind the mountains, and the snow peaks shone silver under the moonlight. But the little one had lots to tell his mama. Mama listened, fluffing her feathers over him, drew him closer, and in no time, little Robin was fast asleep. Come, my baby, come to me. Let me take you under my wings, singing you a lullaby. What the moon has to bring. So, my dear friends, I hope you enjoyed the story of the little robin. See you next time.